Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Radhya Sabha resumes discussion on Operation Sindoor. Initiating the discussion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar lauded the performance of armed forces during the operation. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says Vande Bharat train service covered all states within 3 years. ISRO NASA collaborative satellite NISAR scheduled for launch from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota this evening. Tsunami waves hit parts of Russia, Japan and Hawaii in United States after a massive earthquake near Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. Warnings also issued across Pacific region. And IMD forecast very heavy rainfall at some places over Bihar, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. The Rajya Sabha has resumed discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to the terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Participating in the discussion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar lauded the performance and capabilities of the armed forces during Operation Sindoor, and the results have made the country proud. He said the intention behind the Pahalgam terror attack was to destroy the economy of Jammu and Kashmir, which had returned to normalcy and prosperity after the abrogation of Article 370.
It's a privilege to participate in the discussion on Operation Sindoor. And like everybody else in this house, I laud the performance of our armed forces and the results that have done this country so proud. The Pahalgam attack happened on April 22nd. Across the world, there was solidarity. But the question was, what after? And the answers were two. One, such an attack was absolutely unacceptable. It crossed our red lines. There had to be severe consequences. And two, there had to be accountability and justice.
The minister said after the attack, the first decision was taken during Cabinet Committee on Security was to keep the Indus Water Treaty in abeyance until Pakistan irrevocably gives up support of terrorism. Dr. Jayashankar said the people were told for 60 years that Jawaharlal Nehru's mistake cannot be corrected, but the Narendra Modi government showed that it can be corrected. He said India has faced cross-border terrorism since 1947 and blood and water will not flow together.
The Indus Water Treaty is being corrected. It will be held in abeyance until Pakistan irrevocably gives up its support of terrorism. We had warned that blood and water cannot flow together. Today, we are demonstrating that what we say we will do, blood and water will not flow.
The minister said there was no leader anywhere in the world who asked India to stop its operations. He said there was no linkage with trade and no phone calls between Prime Minister Modi and President Trump from the 22nd of April to the 16th of June. He said India gave a message that it is not open to mediation and it will not accept nuclear blackmail. We are now joined by correspondent Anand for more details on today's proceedings in the Parliament. Anand, if you can hear me, what has been the highlight of today's discussion on Operation Sindoor in the Upper House?
Abhishek, currently in the Rajya Sabha, a discussion on Operation Sindoor is going on for which 16 hours have been allotted. Yesterday, in the Upper House, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh had initiated the discussion. Today, at 12 noon, the Rajya Sabha resumed discussion on Operation Sindoor. Participating in the discussion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said that through Operation Sindoor, India has sent a clear message that it is not ready for any mediation and will not accept any nuclear blackmail. Abhishek, Dr. Jayashankar also said that over the past decade, India's approach towards cross-border terrorism has changed and Operation Sindoor has proved that India will not tolerate terrorism and will give a strong response to it. Abhishek, earlier when the House met, the Rajya Sabha was adjourned till 12 noon following opposition uproar. When the House reassembled at 12 noon, the proceedings in the Rajya Sabha is going on smoothly. Meanwhile, in the Lok Sabha, the question hour and the zero hour proceeded smoothly. During 0 hour, members raised issues of public importance. Besides, a resolution related to the extend president's role in Manipur by 6 months will also be introduced. Now both the houses are functioning normally. Back to Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Anand, for that update. Well, moving on. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that all the states have been covered with Vande Bharat train service in a short span of 3 years. In reply to a question in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav informed that currently 144 Vande Bharat are operational across the country. He said the operational feedback of this train is very encouraging, due to which more demands for such trains are generating from the states.
जब शताब्दी और राजधानी इंट्रोड्यूस हुई थी जितने समय में देश के सारे राज्यों को कवर किया गया अगर उस समय को कंपेयर करें करीब करीब दो दशक से अधिक समय लगा था आज माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने वंदे भारत जब इंट्रोड्यूस की तीन साल के शॉर्ट टाइम फ्रेम में देश के सारे राज्यों को कवर किया 144 सर्विसेज आज वंदे भारत की चल रही है और देश भर से इसका बहुत अच्छा फीडबैक आता है.
Mr. Vaishnav said that the government is committed to the welfare of the middle class and the low-income group. He said the number of general class coaches have increased in the last few years. The minister informed that 70% of the total 82,000 coaches and trains are general and non-AC coaches. Communication Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia has said that more than 1 crore 36 fake mobile connections have been disconnected with the help of Sanchar Sathi initiative. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Scindia informed that over 35 lakh people have lodged complaints of mobile theft on this portal. He said some of them, more than 21 lakh stolen mobiles were traced and over 5 lakh mobile phones were returned to the owner. He said at present 620 organizations, including banks and financial institutions, police of states and union territories, security agencies and telecom service providers, are integrated with the platform.
एक DIP डिजिटल इंटेलिजेंस प्लेटफॉर्म हमने स्थापित की है जिसमें 620 संस्थाओं को हमने कोऑप्ट किया है इसमें 570 बैंक 36 राज्यों के पुलिस संस्थाओं को हमने कोऑप्ट किया है और सारे इन्वेस्टिगेशन एजेंसीज और टेलीकॉम सर्विस ऑपरेटर्स को भी हम लोग ने कोऑप्ट किया है एक संचार साथी पोर्टल स्थापित किया था और उस पोर्टल की सफलता के आधार पर एक मोबाइल ऐप एंड्रॉयड और iOS दोनों के लिए हम लोग ने 2025 में 17 जनवरी को स्थापित किया और इस ऐप के आधार और पोर्टल के आधार पर सफलता हमें मिली है.
The Enforcement Directorate ED is conducting searches at multiple locations in Chhattisgarh in connection with an alleged medical supply scam. In a statement, the ED said these premises are related to Shashank Chopra of Mokshit Corporation or the officials of Chhattisgarh Medical Services Corporation Limited, CGMSC. The agency said that Shashank Chopra, in collusion with officials of CGMSC, illegally got the rate contract for the supply of medical equipment and reagents. It said that after getting the rate contract, Mr. Chopra again induced the officers of DHS and CGMSC and got issued purchase orders worth around 500 crore rupees. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on xhandle@airnewsalerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Indian Space Research Organization will launch the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR, an Earth Observation Satellite today. It will be launched from the Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota, at 5:40 p.m. using the GSLV F-16 rocket. The countdown for the launch began yesterday at 2:10 p.m. For the first time, India's GSLV rocket will put a satellite into sun-synchronous polar orbit from where the satellite will scan over the same point on Earth at the same time each day. We have more from a correspondent.
The NISAR satellite is capable of mapping the Earth day and night round the clock under any weather condition. Once in every 12 days, the satellite will scan the entire globe to provide very detailed images of the Earth's surface, capturing minute changes which are smaller than a centimeter. The much-anticipated launch of NISAR into the sun-synchronous polar orbit is being carried out by GSLV instead of the usual PSLV as the satellite is heavier. NISAR is a unique Earth observation satellite and the mission marks the first hardware collaboration between the India and the US space agencies, with each providing a different radar system for the satellite. Henry, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
India has sent a consignment of humanitarian assistance to the people of Syria. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stated that the consignment includes 5 metric tons of essential life-saving medicines such as anti-cancer drugs, antibiotics and anti-hypertensives. Tsunami waves have hit parts of Russia, Japan and Hawaii in the United States after massive earthquake off the Russian coast, with alerts issued for dozens of other countries. A powerful 8.8 magnitude earthquake which struck of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula this morning, prompting widespread tsunami warnings across the Pacific and triggering evacuations in multiple countries. We have a report.
The first waves reached Hawaii just hours after the quake, with a 4-foot wave recorded off the coast of Oahu. Authorities have urged residents and tourists to stay out of the evacuation zones until further notice. In Japan, more than 1.9 million people have been told to evacuate coastal areas. A wave measuring 4.3 feet hit the northern Iwate Prefecture. The Japanese Meteorological Agency has warned that the risk of tsunami waves may last for more than a day, especially during high tide. Emergency measures have been enacted in Russia's Sakhalin region, including a full evacuation of the Kuril Islands. China, Philippines, Indonesia, New Zealand, Peru and Ecuador's Galapagos Islands are among the countries that have issued tsunami warnings. Coastal regions in these areas are bracing for waves that could range from 30 centimeter to over 1 meter. Meanwhile, following the earthquake and the potential tsunami threat, the Consulate General of India in San Francisco has advised Indian nationals to follow local alerts. It asked to contact on helpline number +1 415 483 6629 or to reach through email on enquiry.sf@mea.gov.in in case of emergency. With Neelam Kaushik's report, Jigyasa Pandey, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Thailand's military accused Cambodian forces of violating a ceasefire at 3 border sites, warning that further aggression may prompt a strong Thai response. The ceasefire agreed just 2 days earlier through mediation by Malaysia and the U.S. aimed to end 5 days of deadly clashes that killed at least 43 people and displaced over 3 lakh. A high-level military meeting is scheduled for August 4th in Cambodia to address the situation. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan and West Madhya Pradesh today. It has also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, Himachal Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh. According to the IMD, an orange alert has been issued for heavy to very heavy rainfall in Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir and Uttarakhand. Speaking to Akashwani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said that Odisha, West Bengal and Jharkhand are also likely to experience heavy rainfall.
Because of the monsoon trough passing through the normal position from Ganganagar across Hisar, Delhi and further to east towards Gangetic, West Bengal and Northeast Bay of Bengal, and also to intense cyclonic circulation, one over Northwest MP and Nevarudu adjoining East Rajasthan and other over Northwest Bay of Bengal adjoining Bangladesh. The two intense circulation for monsoon still active over Central India, and hence we have issued the red color warning mainly for East Rajasthan, where already the extremely heavy rainfall is received last few days. It will continue for 2 days.
Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading in positive territory during afternoon trade today. On sectoral front, industrials, utilities and power were leading gains, while auto, realty and media shares faced selling pressure. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose 172 points to 81,510 and the NSE Nifty 50 added 44 points to 24,865 when reports last came in. The last date for nominations and recommendations for Padma Awards has been extended till the 15th of August. The nominations for the awards will only be received online on the Rashtra Puruskar portal. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Rajya Sabha resumes discussion on Operation Sindoor. Initiating the discussion, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar lauded the performance of armed forces during the operation. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav says Vande Bharat train service covered all states within 3 years. ISRO NASA collaborative satellite NISAR scheduled for launch from Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota this evening. Tsunami waves hit parts of Russia, Japan and Hawaii in United States after massive earthquake near Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. Warnings also issued across Pacific region. And IMD forecasts very heavy rainfall at some places over Bihar, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. And with that, we end the Midday News.